This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 9th of March 2026. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Rockall 1012, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly 5 or 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog banks except in West Cromarty. Mainly moderate to very poor, but good in West Cromarty. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable, becoming southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog banks, moderate to very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, 2 to 4. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog banks, moderate to very poor. Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in south. Thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast. Perhaps gale 8 later in northeast. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in north. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later in northwest. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, mainly southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in west fastnet. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallon. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Rockall, perhaps gale 8 later elsewhere. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, becoming south 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, wintry showers, rain later, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in West Faroes, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first and gale 8 later, squally wintry showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 5, rain 2 miles 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 5, 16 miles 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 3, mist 3 miles 1015, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south southwest 3, 14 miles 1015, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 2, 13 miles 1018, falling slowly. Lucas, west southwest 1, 11 miles 1018, falling slowly. Boomer, south by east 2, mist 2 miles 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, south 4, 1021, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 2, 500 metres, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 3, 50 metres, 1,021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east 4, 1,020, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast by east 2, recent rain, 1,500 metres, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, East 4, 1019. Scilly Automatic, South Southwest 3, 15 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, calm, slight rain, 500 meters, 1018, falling slowly. Aberporth, South Southeast 4, mist, 1 mile, 1018, falling slowly. Valley, South by East 3, mist, 4 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, Southeast by South 2, mist, 1.5 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Valentia, Northeast, 1, slight rain, 11 miles, 1015, now falling. Ronald's Way, East Southeast 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Malinhead, South by East, 4, 27 miles, 1014, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Southeast by South 5, mist, 4 miles, 1016, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. The southeasterly airflow, currently affecting most areas, will gradually veer southerly or southwesterly during the next 24 hours. Patchy rain, drizzle and fog will affect many coastlines. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time at first near Cape Wrath. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 and south. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle. Fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 3 or 4, drizzle at times and showers later. Fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times and showers later. Fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times. Showers, occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, occasional drizzle and fog patches. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, mainly southeasterly, becoming southwesterly 2 to 4, then veering westerly 3 or 4 later in west. Showers or occasional drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers or occasional drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. St. David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches until later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 and north, becoming variable 2 at times in Liverpool Bay. Occasional rain, drizzle or showers, fog patches until later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. Isle of Man. Southeast, veering south or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and north, then decreasing 2 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first and east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, varying southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in west and north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4 from myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House. If you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Iran names its new supreme leader.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Khamenei Rahbar!
It's Mojtaba Khamenei, the son of the old supreme leader. Both Israel and the US have indicated they will try to kill him.
President Trump was insisting that he should have a say in who the next leader of Iran is, and that anybody who was chosen who hadn't been approved by him wouldn't last very long, because he doesn't think this is somebody with whom he can do business.
Lebanon's foreign minister has blamed the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah of dragging his country into the war. The price of a barrel of oil soars above $100 on international markets. And scientists in the Caribbean discover what they think is a rare headless chicken monster deep beneath the ocean.
We still don't know what it is, but the closest relative that we can find of it that's been reported in the past was half a world away.
First of all, bulletin of the latest world news.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran's Assembly of Experts has chosen Mojtaba Khamenei to succeed his father as the country's supreme leader. Announcing its decision, the Assembly called on the Iranian people to remain united and pledge their allegiance to the new leader. Joe Inwood reports.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Khamenei Rahbar!
Breaking the news on Iranian state TV, the newsreader shouted, Khamenei is the leader. They referred not to Ali Khamenei, but to his son, Mojtaba, who will fill the vacancy created by US and Israeli airstrikes in the opening salvos of this war. The 56-year-old had been widely tipped as his father's successor, and was chosen by the 88-person Assembly of Experts in the holy city of Qom. Despite not being a high-ranking cleric, he wielded significant influence under his father. Accused of interfering in presidential elections, of commanding the violent Basij militia,